for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We've got a full board of callers, but when you hear somebody hang up, you can call me at 866-444-3478. We've been having fun today talking about all kinds of things. We've got a contest going on, and we had a situation where I wasn't watching my my phone and or the computer about notes coming in, and somebody guessed what the butterfly and the flower was around about 9. I think I mentioned what it was maybe a little later than that. So probably we're going to have another winner because the person did identify the butterfly correctly as the Julia butterfly, the picture that's on Instagram. So we may have, it looks like we do have two winners of the Torque course today. We may have three before the day's over because we're starting to get some calls about the last one that I put up that is one of the palms. But if you don't know about the test, it's the Texas Organic Research Center's test, natural organic certification course, actually. I just say test, it's the course. You have to take a test at the end, 15 chapters, take a chapter at a time, got to pass the test 100%. And when you've done all 15, you get certified by the Texas Organic Research Center in the natural organic program arena. It's for homeowners as well as for people in the business. And having a lot of fun with it, getting good feedback about it. We had one thing, and I probably ought to put it out there in case anybody else had it. We had one person tell us that when they downloaded the 25-page study booklet, there were exclamation points all in it for some reason, and that has been fixed. But if anybody else had that issue or anything similar to that, let us know. You never know with these computer things what you're going to run into. Let's see. I think we're ready to go back to the phone. We'll do one new quiz photo a week. Generally, we'll put them up just before I go on the air on Sunday. We go on the air in the Dallas-Fort Worth area from 8 to 11. And if you listen to it somewhere else, you need to check that because if you want to try to get in on the air, you can send us a note, but if we miss it, somebody might get in on the air before you answer the quiz. So it's probably going to be best to call the show for the test answer at 866-444-3478. All righty. Let's see. Back to the phones. It's Karen in Fort Worth. Next up. Hello, Karen.
Good morning. I'm in Fort Worth, and I know my soil is probably alkaline, but I'm wanting to plant blueberries.
Okay.
So can I amend the soil?
You can, Karen. It's done from time to time, and people can have some fair luck with it. But here's the rub. You've got to also convert the water. See,
I have well water.
It might be good. It might be bad. What you need to do is this. You need to send a sample to Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh, Texas.
Uh-huh.
I've used them. Or to A&L. They do water testing as well. And let's see what the deal is. If you've got alkaline water, you're going to have to amend it. And I'd probably recommend that anyway when you're trying to raise blueberries. You also have to plant them in a greatly improved bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's raised and has a
mm-hmm.
lot of compost and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
rock minerals and all the stuff that we talk about all the time, even more so than normal. And you'll want to feed the plant with dry organic fertilizer and with Garrett juice on a very regular basis. We've seen on commercial blueberry production that has been incredibly helpful and productive.
Good. Raspberries. Can I plant raspberries in the same bed as my blackberries?
Yeah. Did you ask me blackberries? I'm thinking blueberries.
No, I asked you blueberries to begin with.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I answered it right on the blueberries. Blackberries are much, much easier to grow, and raspberries are just a little bit harder. We still do exactly the same thing as with blueberries, but you just don't have to use as much material, create as big of raised beds, and you don't have to be nearly as careful with the water. You can probably use your well water on the blackberries and raspberries without any problem.
Okay, so I have a really big, what is that bed, 30-foot that perennial bed. I have a really big perennial bed that was there when we bought the house, and I'm thinking about just converting that whole bed to berries.
That'd be great.
They have
great production there.
Good. Okay, that was my question. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for calling. Let's go to Poolville, Texas, and talk to Candace. Hi, Candace.
Good morning to you, Howard.
Morning.
I've spoken with you last weekend about what you suggested or suspected might be hoover flies on my Hummer feeder. They're not aggressive. You know, I can stomp them with my fingernail or swipe them up with my fingers.
Right. It's actually hover flies, like a helicopter would hover over, because that's how they fly around the plants. It's
right.
It's
hoover. Yeah, I was saying hoover, like a president. Okay. Hoover flies. But and I had sent you a picture at info@doctor.com. Did you get it?
I thought I commented back to you that I did think it was a surfeit fly or hover fly.
Okay. And a way to, you know, the hummingbirds don't know that they're not going to be hurt. And yet when a hummingbird, I sweep them all away and a hummingbird will get there, then these flies won't get on there. And so it's a fear factor, I guess, between the birds and the bees. But
right.
I just wondered if there's a way to keep them off the feeder. I don't want to put the orange oil on where the hummer's drink for those slips. So is there...
Yeah, the tough part is anything that would repel the hover flies or the bees or the wasp or whatever sometimes will repel the bird as well.
Yeah.
We've had some people tell us that they've dabbed little dabs of spinosad on the feeders, and that has repelled wasps and bees. And it would probably work on the hoverfly as well without hurting the birds. You might give that a shot.
Okay, I'm going to do that then. I certainly don't want to hurt those little birds. They're just beautiful. They're fascinating. Okay, well, I thank you for your time.
Let us know how it works.
I will. Bye.
Talk to you later. And the number open all of a sudden, 866-444-3478. Janet in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Janet.
Good morning. I had a question about corn. One of my fellow community gardeners has planted his sweet corn, and it's just now. He planted it about 5 days ago, seven, and it's coming up. I have the old-fashioned dent field corn that I want to delay planting long enough that it won't cross-pollinate with his. So how late can I plant that?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Without being too late, you know.
Well, now, you realize it's not going to change anything except the next crop, if it crossbreeds. It won't affect the current crop.
Right. I want my old-fashioned dent corn to taste like old-fashioned dent corn, and he doesn't want his sweet corn diluted.
Well,
that's my thinking.
Does he save his seed and plant from his own plant? Well, he doesn't need to worry about anything. If you're buying new seed to plant each year, there will be no crossbreeding. The only crossbreeding comes from if you save your own seed from this year's crop, the crossbreeding that created it will show up in the next crop, not in the current crop.
Okay. That's what was concerning. If the pollen diluted, if mine was pollinating the same time as his, and you know, they're right adjacent to one another. My grandfather during the Depression used to get mad at his neighbor for planting popcorn for his kids because some of his corn then would get pollinated and come out, you know, and he wanted it for his livestock. So that's kind of where I was coming from with that.
Now, the seed will have already been created, so I don't think that's going to be an issue for you. The only other answer is that, like the professionals, you have to put the crop, you know, completely contained with some kind of a fabric that doesn't allow the insects, you know, to go back and forth between the crops, doesn't let the wind blow the pollen, you know, from crop to crop and all that kind of thing. But I don't think if you're saving your own seed, you know, as each year goes on, that seed will be being crossbred and it'll start changing, you know, over time. But the current crop, I don't think there's going to be any worry at all.
Okay. Well, that's really all my concern.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Well, we'll go to the phones again when we come back. And then as you hear people hang up, give us a call at 866-444-3478 and the website, dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard back with you, and we're back to the phones. Let's see who's next. It's Evelyn's turn, Hillsboro, Texas. Hi, Evelyn.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Well, you probably never heard of this, and you may not can help me, but maybe. I had some flower boxes built on the brick house. I had them bricked, so they were up higher so I could work in them better. I'm elderly. And lo and behold, if you water toward the back, toward the house, the water seeped into the house. He put some black stuff behind it. But
some tar-like material. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was wondering if I could have some sheet metal made to go in between the brick and my house to protect my, because I have to water at the front of the flowers.
Well, you can use some kind of sheet metal or plastic or fiberglass or something like that, but you still need to seal it around the edges. With some kind of material like that, it sounds like they've used, or you're still going to get water being against the brick, touching the brick, and being able to get in. And well, that's part of what happened at our house when we got the mold problem. We had beds and soil up on brick because the house was actually built that way.
Yes. Well, I hate to bother your time because I do have another question about plants. I don't know what to do about this. I just water at the front of it for one thing.
Yeah, just put a barrier, whatever barrier you can, but seal it as well around the edges. You see what I mean? Just so to keep the moisture from getting in. It would be a problem for you long term.
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah. I do real, real well with plants. I love them. I know how to transplant and everything. They say I have a green thumb. But the little roses that you get in the grocery store, I have had the best luck with those. In fact, I had one in Midland, Texas that grew as tall as I was. And that was one of those little miniature.
Well,
and
good.
They're beautiful and they're easy. But something is just ruining them. All the leaves are off the top. The buds and blooms are up there and beautiful, but the leaves at the top are gone. So I went and bought. I wanted to get some synthetic or whatever you call it that's good for atmosphere, but I couldn't find it at Walmart, and that's about the only place we have. Well, we do have a Tractor Supply. But anyway, I got some 7 spray. Will that help get rid of whatever's? I can't see anything on them.
Well, that'll help make your place a lot more toxic. That's a terrible product, extremely dangerous, and I don't recommend it at all. What you need to look for, Evelyn, it sounds like you may be relatively new listener, there's a product line called BioSafe. BioSafe makes a hydrogen peroxide product that's ready to use. And you can order it online if none of the stores have it, but any store ought to be able to get it for you. And it would be perfect for the rose problems. So the roses are having some issues this year because we've had so much rain.
Yes.
And so you can use the BioSafe product, or you can make Garrett juice or get some Garrett juice and add some hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, just regular hydrogen peroxide,
yes,
into it and spray, and that will cure the problems for you.
Yes. Well,
okay, but stay away from 7 and stay away from toxic chemicals that are systemic. If you want something that's systemic that is non-toxic and that I approve of, it would be garlic pepper tea, which we just showed how to make on a video in our last newsletter. You can get garlic, ground garlic, from the grocery stores and sprinkle it on the ground, and it'll work systemically up through the plant also and help you with insects and diseases.
It won't hurt my earthworms.
No, won't at all. It's good for the soil, good for the biological activity in the soil.
That sounds like the easiest for an old woman, because I don't have a internet and all that. But
go to one of the big grocery stores and get a big container of granulated garlic and sprinkle it around the plants.
Well, it's in a juice. That won't hurt anything, will it? It's in a jar, and it's garlic.
Any kind of garlic would be fine. Yeah. You bet.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
I appreciate you. I'll try to stay back away from the back of that wall, because I sure do love high flower beds.
Okay, and stay away from those toxic chemicals, too. 7 is, the active ingredient in it is what kills several thousand people in Bhopal, India. My father-in-law worked for the company. I know a lot about it. Susan in Alvord, Texas. Hello, Susan.
Hi. I'm thrilled to talk to you this morning.
Well, thanks for calling.
I'm new to lawn and garden maintenance. I just recently purchased a house that has mostly St. Augustine and is landscaped with a great deal of native Texas plants.
Okay, good.
And I want to go organic as far as the lawn maintenance program goes. I'm guessing nothing's been done to this lawn except for, being the grass cut, that kind of thing, for at least 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if the previous owners followed a natural program or not, but I've been looking at your website, and there's just so much. I'm a little overwhelmed. Where do I need to start?
Well, you need to start on the homepage, and there's a word down there in those columns in the list that's guides, G-U-I-D-E-S, guides. If you click on guides, it takes you to the basic programs. The basic organic program explains to you in black and white what I recommend and how to get started.
Okay. And one other question, if I might.
Uh-huh.
My family has a small family cemetery on our property.
Susan, we're going to be rushed here. Let me put you on hold, and let's do it when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for a Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's see, we were talking to somebody and she didn't hold on. So Jerry in Millsboro, Delaware, next up. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Well, I've had a problem with ticks in my yard. A few years back, I even had Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
No, it isn't. So I was wondering if there was something I could put down in my grass. I have grandkids that come down and things of that nature. And I'd also like to be able to put something down that isn't going to hurt bees or butterflies or anything of that nature.
Well, the best way to go, Jerry, is beneficial nematodes. Beneficial nematodes will help you with both the ticks and fleas and termites and grub worms and all kinds of other pests. It's a wonderful tool that I recommend to everybody, but ticks is one of the things that will greatly help control. The sprays, if you want to do any spraying, in addition to nematodes, what you want to look at are the organic pest control products that are under the name generically essential oils. There's one of the easiest ones to find even in the big stores across the country is called EcoSmart. But what you want to look at is the active ingredients, and you want to look for essential oils, things like clove, rosemary, things like that. And they're killing sprays. They kill the insects. They're not repellents. And the smell really good and non-toxic. But the first step is beneficial nematodes, and you'll get them under control to a great degree just by doing that. You can order the nematodes from mail order houses, the insectaries, and places like that if none of the local stores have any in stock.
All right. Well, I'll have to look for that.
It's very easy to do. They give you real good, simple instructions. Places like Arbico and, Hydro Gardens, M&R Durango. We've got several listed on the website, but any good insectary can help you with the nematodes.
How often would I have to apply that?
Sometimes one application pretty much does it. Other people like to do it a couple of times more later on just as a, you know, extra precaution.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I'll give it a try. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Mary in Euless. That's, I guess, who maybe we were talking to that I should have gone back to. Hi, Mary. What else did you have?
This is the first time we've spoken.
Oh, okay. Well, what can I do for you?
I have a yard in Euless that has a lot of oak trees in it, so I have difficulty getting a lot of sun in. And I was wondering, and growing a good grass, I was wondering if a clover would be a good solution for parts of the yard that I just can't get anything to grow in.
I like clover, and I've planted it sometimes. It needs a little bit more light than just, you know, total shade to do well. But the clover seed, if you can find it, is reasonably priced, and it'd be good to just give it a try. Just throw out the seed. It's an easy planting job for sure. The other things to look at in the shade, there's a native ground cover that we have here in the zone 7 and 8 and probably in some other zones it would work as well, called straggler daisy is what a lot of people call it, or horse herb. Those are the two names it's under. It's a ground cover that has a pointed leaf and leaves and has little bitty tiny yellow flowers, and it'll grow in a shady situation also. And having a mixture of some of those kind of things, I think, is a nice effect. And of course, you can always go the regular ground cover, shady ground cover plant route of English ivy, Persian ivy, Ophiopogon, Asian jasmine, all those kinds of things. But try the clover.
Well,
that'd probably be the least expensive, and see if it'll work for you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. It's Maggie's turn, calling from KLMT Snowball, Arizona. Arkansas. Hello, Maggie.
I sometimes wish it was Arizona. It's gotten rather chilly here.
You know, we had kind of a nice chilly morning here, too. It's an unusual season, isn't it?
It certainly is. My question, the garlic spray or the garlic powder, will that also work with squash and that kind of thing for squash bugs?
It'll help a lot, especially with squash bugs. Squash vine borer is a little tougher to control if you have problems with it. The thing that Bob Webster and his audience down in San Antonio have had just great luck with, and I put something about this on Facebook the other day, he gets a syringe from the drugstore, and he injects the BT into Bacillus thuringiensis, thuricide liquid BT, into the stems of the plants.
I've heard you speak about that before.
Yeah, you might give that a try if you have the squash vine borer, and that would also help you with the squash bugs as well. But I think that using cornmeal and garlic on the ground and spraying garlic pepper tea on the surface foliage as a repelling spray would work pretty well.
And that will not hurt the pollinators?
No, not at all. It'd bother them the minute it hit them a little bit, but it wouldn't hurt them long term at all.
Okay, well, my second question is, I've never had a problem with aphids on my beans before,
mm-hmm.
and they're pole beans, and I'm using dead bug spray.
Yeah.
And Captain Jack's, I guess.
Right.
And it works until I get a new set of leaves come up and the aphids are on the new leaves.
Well, you know what the deal is? It's the cold weather. When you have temporary stress in your plants that's caused by anything, and it can be caused by temperature fluctuations or a little bit unusual temperature, you'll have temporary stress enough in the plant to bring on aphids. So you can not worry about them, especially if you see any lady beetles around. You can spray with insecticidal soap or just use some lemon joy soap and water. It'll kill aphids. The Captain Jack spinosad would too, but that's kind of using a howitzer when you only needed a BB gun.
Yep.
So,
yep. Okay. Well,
I think it's a temporary situation because it's cooler than the plants would like.
Okay. All right. One more question.
Uh-huh.
We have some young pear trees, and these are basically seedlings, and they're about 3 years old, and the branches are only, they're a good 45 degrees or better, but they're only like 6-8 inches from the ground. Would it be all right to prune some of the lower ones? The plants
sure.
are about 4 foot tall right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, you could. If you don't like that just physical structure too low, just cut some of the lower ones away. That will hurt the development of the plant as far as building trunk diameter and root system and everything. But if you need it for the scaffolding branching system that you want to have long term, you need to probably go ahead and bite the bullet and do it.
Okay, but if the tree will not grow to accommodate those branches and get them up off the ground?
No. Wherever the limb is coming out of a tree trunk, that's where it's always going to be coming out of the tree trunk.
Okay.
It doesn't go up. It stays right there.
So if it's 8 inches from the ground,
it'll always be eight inches from the ground. In fact, as it swells, you know, it gets bigger diameter, it'll get closer to the ground.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, we weren't really sure what to do about that. Thank you so very much, and we enjoy your show.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Talk
bye-bye.
To you later. Bye-bye. Let's see where I am here. We have a winner. It says Sally in Fort Worth, listening on the Dirt Doctor app. Going to try to guess that green plant on Instagram, what it is?
Yes. It's the needle palm?
It is the needle palm. It's the palm that is the most cold-tolerant palm of all. It's a bushy-growing palm. It's not a tall, straight, typical palm tree. It's a big bush.
Yes. I love the way it looks.
It's great. You got to be careful with it because you know how it got its name, don't you?
Well, I did see that the trunk looks like needles on it.
It doesn't really have much of a trunk. It's got kind of a mass of big old black needles that are down there inside it. So when you're trimming dead away from it or getting leaves out of the center of it, you need to be real careful because they're pretty well armed, but that's what it is needle palm. It's a great tree for a very large portion of the country. Well, congratulations. You have won a torque test. You will be able to take the natural organic certification course and become certified in the natural organic approach, and it's not going to cost you a thing.
I'm very excited.
Okay.
I've been for a long time.
I assume Mary Rose got your information. She's giving me the thumbs up. We'll get back with you and let you know how it all works, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sally.
Enjoy your program. Bye-bye.
Thanks. And let's see who is next up. We'll have another one next week, but not until... Yeah, sure, I can do Keith. Keith in Abilene, Texas. Hello, Keith.
Hello, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank
Great
you, sir.
Show.
Thank you.
I just about, my blood pressure went up when I heard you say, that ground cover clover. I tried to buy the dwarf low white clover, I believe you've called it in the past,
yeah,
and the
it's
local
tough.
Feed store
tough
sold
to get
me.
Sometimes.
The local feed store sold me yellow burr clover.
Oh,
and I've been fighting that ever since. So be sure, you always do, you say dwarf white clover. That's the one to buy.
Yeah, let me give you a tip on the burr clover. That product, Agrilon.
I bought some of that. I hadn't used it yet on that clover.
Okay, it'll knock it out.
All right.
And the other thing, Will, I just did some at my office. I had some burr clover there. The push-pull hoe that looks like a stirrup back and forth, it works pretty well on burr clover.
Well, I just hadn't got... I hadn't got really aggressive with it, and I'm Mr. Weed Seed out here. I don't so that I've still got to go back and buy some dwarf white clover. I'd love to have that all over.
Well, now did they sell you the wrong product, or was the white clover contaminated?
No, I think they did. I said I'm going to use it for a ground cover. This will cover the ground.
he just didn't know exactly
what I was talking about. Right. And he did actually say burr clover, and I go, oh, yeah, I guess. And
No, dwarf white's what you want. You're right, and it's a little bit harder to find.
I'll go look again. Thank you, Howard.
Go to you later.
Bye.
Dwarf white clover, I think, is prettier than grass in most cases. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
A smooth flowing bloodstream is vital to good health. And one of the keys to maintaining that smooth flow is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic accelerates circulation, revitalizes cells, and keeps blood platelets from sticking to each other or to artery and capillary walls. You see, the body produces an amino acid called homocysteine. If left unchecked, high homocysteine levels can become a serious health risk. Today, many health experts believe that homocysteine is more of a risk factor than cholesterol. And Kyolic is the only garlic supplement patented to reduce homocysteine levels, a major risk factor for arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease. In fact, Kyolic is the only aged garlic extract. So get traffic moving smoothly along all your major arteries. Look for Kyolic. You'll find it where quality nutritional supplements are sold.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant materials such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to go to Rochester, Texas, and talk to Ross. Hello, Ross.
Yes, sir. You pretty well answered my question on bur clover. But this year, for some reason, it is everywhere, it seems like.
I've seen more this year, too, Ross. Like I was saying, we had quite a bit pop up at our office in an area that I was leaving a little bit mostly bare because I was trying to plant some new wildflower seed and things like that. And, boy, it jumped up all over the place. I guess it really liked our mild winter.
I guess so, and where I'm having troubles is mostly around next to sidewalks and things like that.
Yeah, it likes that condition, stays very, very low. People don't know what we're talking about. It's a real, real low-growing ground cover. It has very fine texture and tiny little, real small little yellow flowers. It's a clover. It's a nitrogen-fixing clover and can help improve the soil, but it's pretty invasive weed where it's in a place where you don't want it.
And if you have any type of a fine-haired dog, you certainly don't want those burrs.
Yeah, those burrs can be a little bit of a problem. They sure can. That's not too good on your bare feet either.
Yeah. But no, you answered my question. I appreciate it, sir.
Okay, thanks for calling, Ross. Okay, we're out of calls, and if somebody calls real fast, I'll try to help you quickly. But if not, let me just cover a few things. One thing I didn't talk about in Howard's garden is that I'm planting some new flowers, and I've had a couple people ask me what my favorite flowers for summer are, and it's hard to answer because there's so many great ones. I probably use lantana as much as anything in my shady garden. At home, we have really, Judy and I have really fallen in love with dragon wing begonias. But there was another begonia that we tried this year, and it's just called Big Begonia or Big Dallas Begonia or something. I think it's just Big Begonia. It's not quite as, it doesn't grow out and hang in a hanging basket as much as the dragon wing. It's a little more upright. but it has really held up well. Now, this is an unusual year. We're having a mild spring and start of the growing season. And so if it had been really, really hot, would it have held up as well? I don't know. We're going to be looking at that because I'm certainly going to try it again next year. But some of those begonias are just terrific for shade. My black and blue salvias are blooming better than I've ever seen this year, and they're in the shade. It's one of the things that you can grow and have flowering in the shade. Some of the blue salvias, and the black and blue one is one that I'd recommend that you look at. There's a plant that David Creech over at Stephen F. Austin introduced me to that I've started. I'm going to buy some more of them because it's such a beautiful red flower with white, with a little bit of yellow color as well. And its sole common name is Indian Pink. And you ought to look for it. It'll be a little bit harder to find in the nurseries, but it's one that I'm experimenting with and really enjoying having it. It's terrific. If you want to do something very dramatic and you have filtered light or fairly heavy shade, half a day of sun, something like that, the angel trumpets, Brugmansia would be worth trying. I've got those coming on strong. They're going to be putting on a show in the not-too-distant future. And let's see what else. I think that there's some new plants in the verbena family that they've made more tough than they used to be. And so trying some of those in some of those bright, sunny areas, if you haven't already, I'd recommend that you try. And then the plants like portulaca and low-growing things that a lot of people consider weeds. I have people all the time asking me how to control portulaca and purslane. And you need to remember that even if you have the wild one is a real low-growing one that only has yellow flowers. That is an edible plant, and it's a good edible plant. It's really good in salads. It's good to mix in with other greens, very high medicinal value, and easy to grow. I have it coming up in some beds where we were mentioning a minute ago where there's some burr clover. It'll grow fast, and it'll take over and become a pretty good-looking little ground cover. Or you can buy the purslane, the cultivated versions that have much larger flowers, different colors, both portulaca and purslane. They're edible, too. But you have to be careful when you're buying those plants, any edible plant from a nursery, but probably is coming from a growing operation that's not organic. And you have to remember that when you first plant the plants, if they have not been being maintained organically, the toxic materials that are used in a lot of the growing operations are systemic. And they're all through the plant, and they tend to accumulate in the reproductive organs of the plant. So I love edible flowers, and we talk about it a lot. We've got a whole section on dirtdoctor.com about edible plants. We've done newsletters, but you need to read what I've written and be very careful to make sure that they've been under an organic program for some length of time before you start eating them, or you're going to get a pretty big slug of toxic chemicals, which you don't want. Listen, I've really enjoyed being with you today. A lot of great questions. We got some people on board the Texas Organic Research Center Natural Organic Certification course, and we're delighted to have you on board. Enjoy your gardens out there, everybody, and don't forget to feed the birds.